Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved. And you know, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Ruth King is here. That's her snickering in the background. Ruth is one of my favorite folks on the planet. She's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She's the author of all the books that are important for small business. She has she covers the whole region. The Ugly Truth About Cash, The Ugly Truth About Managing People, The Courage to Be Profitable, which is still one of my favorites in all the books that I own and have read, and some others. There's a new one out that I didn't even mention. I'll get her to mention for us. Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. The new book.
Yeah, the new book. It's called Profit or Wealth. It's actually the sequel to The Courage to Be Profitable.
Yeah.
It is, let's see, Audible and Kindle are coming out July 7th, and the book is coming out in October. We're not sure exactly what date it is.
And we will be launching it on this show, or I will know the reason why. Hey, Ruth.
No, we will.
So folks, one of the things that we love about having Ruth on the show is she's got clients all over the country, real live, rubber meets the road, roll up your sleeve, dirty fingernails, you know, mud on their boots, bell over the door, small businesses. And we get her to, one of the things she does when she joins us is talk to us about the down and dirty stuff that they're dealing with. And Ruth, if we'd had, of course, we talk all the time on the show, but a month ago, a month ago, you would have been saying, they're rocking and rolling. They got money coming out of their ears. They're not worried about cash flow. The world is awash in cash. They can't stop the business from rolling in a month ago. How are things for them now?
It really depends upon where you are in the country. Most of my clients are plumbing, electrical, heating and air, generators, you know, basically construction type contractors. And in the South, quite frankly, they're going great guns. They have not slowed down. In the West, we're in California, in New York, I mean, basically Pennsylvania and all the way up to Maine.
Yeah.
A lot of things have slowed down, more so for commercial than residential.
So this is an interesting elasticity in the marketplace, isn't it? Because construction work is already, the funding's already there. The money's probably sitting in the bank. They're not going to shut down a property, a house, or apartment building, or a commercial building. They're not going to shut it down in the middle of it and let it sit there and rot till we start back up again. If you put something like that on hold and start back up, it never comes back together right. So they're going to keep doing those jobs. That's a little bit of elasticity in the economy, isn't it?
It is, and don't forget that if it is new construction, it's really not inside. They're outside.
That's right.
I mean, they're framing houses.
It's in the dry.
You know, stuff like that. So
it's in the dry.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if they got it in the dry, that's one thing. I mean, if you're digging the footings right now, you might be holding off. But if you got a roof over it, you're moving forward, aren't you?
Yeah. So, but the reality is, there's not 60 people gathered in one place or in an office building or something along those lines.
Right.
You're spread out all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
I have one of my clients who one of his employees tested positive for the virus, and obviously he took everybody home and shut down the office. But he called all of his clients, all the GCs said to him, "Come," he said. Yeah. They said, "Thank you for letting us know, but I want your workers here."
Yeah.
So
if you watch a construction project, they don't do a lot of hugging and touching. You know, they're mostly 6 feet away anyway from each other. And all they got to do is just kind of pay attention a little bit to that, right? I mean, you know, take your own meal and your own lunch and don't, you know, whereas otherwise you might have, you know, toss one of them a cookie. You know, don't do that anymore. Don't share. But so
they didn't share before.
So when we come back, I want you to talk to us about what you see out there with the cash flow of not just these companies, but you got a lot of contractors who are also repair people and they're remodeling people and they're upgrading HVAC units and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they've been hit. And what you're telling them, we're going to find out what Ruth is telling them to do to manage their cash, to manage their business, and what do they think is going to come from the government? Is the cavalry ever going to show up, and what will that look like? Right back after the break with Ruth Sherman. I'm Jim Lassen. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.